21 states led by the attorneys general of California, New Jersey, and Rhode Island are suing the Trump administration over more than $1 billion in federal aid for crime victims. They say the Justice Department is unlawfully tying those funds to immigration enforcement, putting states in the position of choosing between supporting victims or enforcing deportations. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says the Trump administration is holding victims hostage to advance its immigration agenda.
The Victims of Crime Act has absolutely nothing to do with immigration enforcement, nor should it.
FOCA was created in 1984 after a national task force under President Ronald Reagan called the neglect of crime victims a national disgrace. The law set up the Crime Victims Fund to help states provide services like shelter, advocacy, and compensation for victims.
Punishing states for prioritizing public safety, forcing us to choose between forfeiting funding for survivors and victims and surrendering to unlawful immigration conditions. The Trump administration is trying to leverage vulnerable people to force states to capitulate with its immigration agenda. Pulling funding from victims of crime isn't just immoral. Yes, it's illegal, which is why our coalition is taking Trump and Bondi to court again.
Nearly 10 million victims rely on these grants nationwide annually, and California was set to receive more than $165 million in the upcoming fiscal year. But Attorney General Rob Bonta says the Trump administration is attempting to withhold those funds, tying them to the state's sanctuary policies. New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Platkin echoed Bonta's concerns, saying the Victims Assistance Funds have always had bipartisan support.
Just about every law enforcement agency in the country relies on these funds. They have never before been subject to the political whims of a president until now.
The 50-page complaint lays out six legal claims, including violations of the Constitution's separation of powers and spending clause. The states argue the new funding rules would strip critical aid from millions of victims, while forcing states to redirect resources to federal immigration enforcement.
The political pawns that they're using are victims of gun violence, victims of domestic violence, survivors of sexual assault, children who have been sexually abused, people who have been armed, victims of armed robberies, and I could go on the list. People that all of us on this call have dealt with, have fought for, we know their families, we've seen the impacts of these funds.
They're asking the court to block the policy, declare it unlawful, and preserve access to VOCA funds without immigration strings attached. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.